few weeks in, how do you feel like you're picking up the offense?
You know, picking up great. There's always room for improvement, but, you know, the most difficult thing about, you know, picking up this offense is, you know, getting your win and be able to think when you're tired and, you know, just communication.
You're pretty tired right now, I guess. Are you thinking straight?
Yeah, I'm thinking straight, you know. I'm kind of used to it now. It was a hard, you know, it was a hard few weeks. You know, we're just trying to get better, especially with the running backs, you know, just that competition. We just make each other better.
It seems like this offense will be based primarily around what the running backs can do. Is that exciting for you?
Yeah, it's very exciting because, you know, to have, you know, have an offense that features the running back, you know, being that we run this high pace, we're going to have to rotate in guys because, you know, we can run like six plays in, you know, less than a minute. So, you know, I'm just really excited, you know, to put on the pads and see, you know, how this year ends up.
People always say the biggest jump for an NFL player comes from year one to year two because they have the full offseason to prepare. Are you feeling that a little bit?
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling it because, you know, I don't think we, you know, I ever been, you know, we weren't working this hard, you know, more conditioned, smarter, you know, we're just, you know, stronger, faster, you know, just overall better football team. People are there mentally, you know, we just, you know, we bought in.
You had a couple nagging injuries last season. You're feeling good, feeling 100%?
Yeah, feeling 100%, you know, it's probably, you know, going through it. I didn't really see for what it was. It could have been a blessing in disguise, you know, just to rest my body and see, you know, what it takes to be a great, you know, NFL player. So this whole time I was just working on treatment, you know, getting my weight down and just, you know, taking care of my body.
I mean, do you feel different physically than you did last year, right?
Of course I feel different physically because I lost 15 pounds. So, you know, 215.
Is that what you want to be at?
Yeah, I want to be at. You know, especially with this high-paced offense, you know, you got to make people miss and, you know, running space, you know, catching. You know, you got to have your win. So, you know, it was the best thing, you know, really fit the schemes, you know, get down lighter, be faster. You know, get your wind up.
You feel faster?
Oh, yeah, I feel faster. You know, I'm not as fast as Bryce or LeSean yet, but, you know, I'm still trying to work there, you know. I'm still be optimistic.
How are the run plays, the you know, the blocking scheme, how are those different from what was installed last year?
We do a lot of, you know, we got to get people, you know, we try to hit, like get defense running one way and, you know, just hit it another way. But, you know, the first hole you see, you got to hit it and get it, you know, no second guessing, no tiptoeing. If you know if you make a mistake, make it 100 miles per hour. So, you know, it's real great, you know, to be a part of a running scheme like this.
How does a lighter weight, you know, jive with your running style? You know, you're a guy that likes to run physical and, you know, knock guys over. Do you feel like, you know, being lighter will still enable you to do that?
Yeah, it's still enabling me. You know, I didn't lose muscle. I lost fat, you know. But, you know, I'm still, you know, as strong as him, if not stronger. But, you know, just adding that speed element and more agility to my game, you know, it's more help than hurt. So, you know, I'm used to it.
Still going to run guys over, still going to look to, you know.
You know, man, that's my style, man. You know, the most important thing about running back, you know, stay true to your identity. You know, whether if you're, you know, ground and pound guy or a shifty guy, you can't try to run like someone else because, you know, doing what you do is what got you here. And doing what you do is what's going to keep you here. So.
Did you decide to lose that weight once your Chip Kelly was the coach or before that?
I wanted to lose before that because I see myself on film like, man, I don't look too good, like, especially with those tight fitting jerseys. You know, I gotta shed a few pounds. So just him was, now it's the cherry on top of the, you know, cake. So, you know, that's just more of a push to do it because I know, you know, in college that, you know, they would run all over us. So, you know, we weren't ever able to keep up with them.
Was it mostly working out or did you change your diet or how did you get those?
Definitely diet. You know, I was always working out, but I was on that kind of diet where – whatever you can find, eat, you know, whatever. But now, you know, definitely more vegetables. I got a meal plan with the strength coaches, you know, working harder, you know, especially the shakes and, you know, just taking care of my body and taking all the vitamins and, you know, doing what's necessary.
Have you set any goals for yourself this season?
Play. I don't want to sit down no more. I didn't come to this league to be a cheerleader. So, you know, I just got to take care of my body. I just want to play.
How's the shoulder? Did you have to do anything for that?
I didn't do anything because you know, structurally, you know, looking at it on film, you know, you would think, you know, it looks like something wrong, but, you know, to me, it's nothing wrong. I've been playing with it for over 4 years. You know, I haven't heard it in, you know, I ain't heard it, you know, past 2 years. I only heard it once, and I was in college, so, you know, I learned to play with it. It's nothing.
Turf toes good.
Yeah, that took a long time, especially. Yeah. I never realized how important my foot was, let alone my toe. So, you know, never take my feet for granted ever again.
You getting pedicures now?
No, not pedicures. You know, I clip my nails a little bit, but I ain't getting no pedicures, not yet.
Fresh socks every couple hours?
Fresh pair, yeah. Same cleats. You know, I got to have my cleats broken in because I got fat feet. So, you know, I can't wear no brand new cleats. I'll be hurting.